Blog Talk Radio.
No hat, outside forever, finally caught a cab. Girl called me with an attitude, told her I'd call her back. Fucking up my chakras, now I'm fussing with the driver. Driver, can you step on it? Like a roach you trying to hide beside the sofa with the girl you just met on it. Or paper money on the sidewalk, get in the way. I usually try to be patient, but I didn't today. I just didn't have it in me, word to Kendrick, forgive me. 30 always been an organ short of a symphony. Now this is not a diss track. This is just a reference to the boy down in Georgia in the gym mat. And I just sort of did that. Cause all my shit is tight. Flexing my muscle like a gym rat, duh. I don't take it lightly at all. But the more attention we give it, the quicker it's getting solved. Free DJ fire, my cousin behind bars. Sickest I remember, it just isn't affluenza. Now I think they're saying something like 6 or 7 Decembers until he could see his kids and pick them up, cook them dinner. Now that's a lot of long winters. But his faith is in God. All praises to the Most High. I'm God. A lot of long winters. But his faith is in God. All praises to the Most High. They say the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. We're moving to the future. Two heads better than one. Even better. Now we moving together. I'm not afraid. Bustin', moving the dance floor, stepping between depression and delusions of grandeur. I'm free to do me, but as you see, I've been paying for it. It's not the type of thing that this community stands for. I've been up, I've been down, various methods of transport. Pills, narcotics, pilots landing in the airports. Always been someone who wanted to understand more. Way before I had the black trapper keep it with the Jansport. I've been taking notes, I want to know what we here for. Bow arranging notes and you wasn't prepared for it. We exchanged notes, outline them and therefore. Got your hands up like you got all of the answers. Now what you know about 30 on the microphone? On the microphone. I go in like James Hood, Vivian Malone. Hold on. Stop the track. Google that if you don't
they
know.
They say the best is yet to come.
Hallelujah, we're moving to the future. Two heads better than one. Even better, now we moving together. I'm not afraid, what's coming's gonna come. And it ain't no telling where I end up.
Right beside the third letter, they keep sending me links. I tell them I heard better shit. Drop out of my anus in the porcelain container. Spin counterclockwise, nosedive beside the baby wipes. Flow sweet like my auntie's sweet potato pie. Give them a taste, they shake their heads, there's nothing they can say about it. Except, whew, this gon' make you famous, child. But can everybody make it ride like potato salad? Why I got a plan B, A from the Mecca. Things fall apart, I'm just trying to keep it together. That's word that I chibbit, cause things been crazy. With no signs of ever getting better. It's the coldest winter, eldest winter.
Yeah. Wow, life. Yeah, yeah. Grind. Yeah. I get my money. Yeah. Fuck with it, hey, you gotta stay.
I'ma grind. I'ma grind till I'm rich, baby. Grinding.
Wild life, nigga. Damn, I've been grinding so long. I done forgot the time in my zone. I done forgot how the hell I'm getting home. I done forgot the party that had me in my zone.
I'ma grind till I'm rich, baby. Grinding till I'm rich, baby. Oh, this is my life. style. Let me show you how I do. Kingston, J.A. won't make no moves, yeah.
Get it how you live, boy. Gotta rap, gotta sing, what's your skill, boy? You gotta be pushing that weight.
If you don't, then you're in state.
Gotta hold your own weight, cause I ain't trying to have a nigga eating off a plate, nah. Cause that shit for the birds, this shit is absurd. Sun to the shine, I'ma grind till it hurts, huh?
Grind, 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 grind. Grind till I'm rich, baby. Oh, oh, grinding, 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 grinding. Grind till I'm rich, baby. Oh, oh, oh. I'ma grind, 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 grind. Grind till I'm rich, baby. Oh, oh, oh. Grinding, 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 grinding. Grind till I'm rich, baby. Oh, oh, oh.
You see me?
Hey, 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 hey. Hello, hello, hello. And welcome, welcome, welcome to Dibs. This should be interesting. What's up, everybody, man? Happy February, Black History Month, man. It's the last day. We made it. You know what I mean? We got the 29th. We got one more day this year.
Black
Panther movie, big. Everybody who don't know, originated in Oakland, California, 50 years ago, man. Happy anniversary. I wish my strong memory and still happy. Happy anniversary. That's what I'm talking about, man. From your neighborhood, homie Cali Bud. You feel what I'm talking about? Happy Black History Month, man. Tonight is the 29th. And even though it's nighttime, the sun gonna shine, you heard? We got Sunshine Live, a highlighted artist of the month, hailing out of Florida, man. You know what I'm saying? So this show about to be lit tonight. We're gonna talk a little bit about the Oscars, man. We're gonna talk about this election. We're gonna talk about some shit that's going on that's just crazy, man, and how our world is about to change in a few months, pretty much from day to night. I don't know what it's gonna look like. Y'all don't know what it's going to look like unless y'all get out to the polls, and I don't mean the strip club. I know that's where y'all like to go. But I'm talking about, can we get to the voting polls, though, to make a little change at the voting polls? So we're trying to get everybody to get out and vote, man. You know, it's very important. Rock the vote, man. We cannot let this man with a pussy on his head be our president. You know what I'm saying?
She seemed like the best one. I don't know, but she seemed like the best candidate right now. I mean, you know, never remember the black man's name. Ben Carson, bless his soul. You know, he's a cool dude. He just seems like he needs to be a little bit more. I'm just not convinced. You know, I'm just not convinced.
Just being a black man is in the running, you know, you want to feel that security, not necessarily just to get the black vote.
You know, we'll get into it a little bit more.
But he might change people's mind. But we'll see. Sunshine,
she's the highlighted artist
of the night. We're going to definitely shout her out, show her some love. We're going to be on live with her tonight. We got some fun stuff for y'all, man. I got some great fucking weed, man. Let's roll up and get the party started, man. 220. Let's get some music going, man. What's up?
Yes. Wow. Life. Yes. Yes. Grind.
Hey, you gotta stay, huh? I'ma grind, 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 grind. grind till I'm rich, baby. Oh, oh, oh. Grinding, 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 grinding. I'ma grind till I'm rich,
wild,
baby.
Wild life, nigga. Oh, man.
Oh,
damn, I've been grinding so long. I done forgot this time in my zone. I done forgot how the hell I'm getting home. I done forgot the party that had me in my zone.
I'ma grind, 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 grind. I'ma grind till I'm rich, baby. Oh, oh, grinding, 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 grinding. I'ma grind till I'm rich, baby. Oh, oh, this is my lifestyle. Let me show you how I do. Kingston, J.A. won't make no moves, yeah.
Get it how you live, boy. Gotta rap, gotta sing, what's your skill, boy? You gotta be pushing that weight.
If you don't, then you're insane.
Gotta hold your own weight, cause I ain't trying to have a nigga eating off a plate, nah. Cause that shit for the birds, this shit is absurd. Sun to the shine, I'ma grind till it hurts, huh?
Grind, 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 grind. Grind till I'm rich, baby. Oh, oh, oh. Grinding, 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 grinding. I'ma grind till I'm rich, baby. Oh, oh, oh. I'ma grind, 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 grind. Till I'm rich, baby. Oh, oh, oh. Grinding, 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 grinding. Grind till I'm rich, baby. Oh, oh, oh.
Liking that sunshine, y'all hear that Cali Bud, man.
Yes.
Cali Bud out there, Cali Bud, man. You know what I'm saying? And sunshine, she know, because she be on that same wavelength. You feel what I'm talking about. So we're trying to get it lit up in here, literally, man. You know what I'm saying? So you listening to your LGBTQ highlighted artists of the month of February. It's Black History Month, man. You know what I'm saying? We coming strong. We got that sun Shine. That's S-U-N-S-H-I-I-N-E. That beautiful, sultry voice you hear, man. That's the one and the only. And we got something coming from Dr. J. It's the hit. How is it that, Dr. J?
How is it that a high school student who had both legs amputated can win a state wrestling title, be 37-0 for a season record, and the whole world not know about it? To me, this is a very inspiring story, and it's inspiring and encouraging to adults as well as kids. It gives them something to look up to. This, he had his legs amputated when he was 4 months, but he's been walking and running since he was 4. He's been playing all the sports, doing his thing. He got his inspiration from another one-legged wrestler who won a championship in 2011. Yes, 4 months. He's been walking, running, playing sports. Because he got prosthetics. Yeah, but they broke often, so they had to give him a grant to get the running leg, the running prosthetic, so that way he can do his thing. But he's been doing his thing since he was 4 years old. And to me, this is so inspiring that everybody should know, because he saw another wrestler win in 2011, and he thought to himself, if he can do it, why not me? So going forward, if they can do it, why not me? So with that being said, today's words of the day, yes? I got both legs, and I can't run, wrestle, or do nothing. So, I mean, it's inspiring. It's going to get me in the gym. That's what it's going to do. So with that being said, today's word of the day is endurance. The power to withstand pain or hardships. The ability or strength to continue despite fatigue, stress, or other adverse conditions. By the way, his name was Hassan Hawthorne. He is from Alabama. So shout out to him. Today's hit of the month.
That's wonderful. That's inspirational. He's African American as well. And shout out to African Americans for African American History Month. That's what I call it. Right. So they call it Black History Month, but I say it's African American History Month or our Heritage Cultural Month. I'm trying to change the name because I'm mad. I don't like the fact that we just have 1 month and it's the shortest month. But anyway, again, in the words of Stacey Dash, happy Black History Month.
Hell no.
Yeah, the words of Stacey Dash, man. Happy Black History Month. And so what we're going to do right now is we're going to go into one more song, and then we're going to go into this live interview. So we hope everybody's on the line, ready and prepared to talk to Sunshine. We're taking it down to Florida. So, yeah. After the music, come back, tune in, and we own with Sunshine Live.
Yeah. It's the blackest rapper. These niggas don't want the dragon up now. Rest in peace. Look. Before I proceed, allow me to go prepare the grace for you niggas. Yeah. These niggas can't rap, they the beaches be saving you niggas. Malika just saving your niggas. I'm a hot nigga, my watch a taste of your nigga. Your bitch give me facial, little nigga. Next time y'all kiss at me, how do I taste of you niggas? You silly, little silly ass niggas. You really think you fucking with
me?
I thought y'all was mean, but you niggas.
You niggas
is giving mixed signals. You niggas stay acting like bitch. You niggas swear you getting rich. You ain't even got gas money with you. What the fuck is you grinding for, nigga? It's that rebel, you niggas is not on my level. The fuck is you mentioning me? Cause I will be somewhere getting ate the fuck up by your bitch while I'm mentioning me. The hell is you saying? The fuck is you doing? Get real of my dick.
The fuck is you
trying to make rap a career? I'm in college, give me a degree.
That's bitch.
I told them envision me.
I told them
I could be great. Our future would have been killed them all. Had I known they would hate. Cause it good, it don't mean that it's golden. My mama said that. All they doing is stating their opinions, but these are the facts. Yeah. These are the facts. These are the facts. I do not rap. The fuck is that? Finish off and we speak on tracks. Nigga, these are are the facts, nickel. These are the facts, nickel. I do not rap. The fuck is that, nickel? Rap in this opposite black on track. Nickel. I'ma hit them where it hurt now. They don't make me go berserk now. I'ma make all of these niggas some believers.
Damn.
They gon' wanna go to church now. Tell that pussy nigga, boy, put your skirt down. I wear all this nigga, you ain't got no turf now. If you was grinding at first, nigga,
you don't
have to really put in work now. Merc, merc, I'ma leave him in the dirt now. You gon' run around the city getting a hearse now. I'ma make sure I leave every nigga hurt now. You gon' run around the city with a purse now. You my bitch, I ain't never need none of you niggas. Fuck, I'd rather rely on your bitch. I'm a fool with it, nigga, the coolest, the smoothest, the slickest, and that's worth the mix. I am too through with these niggas yet. I am not through with these niggas. Already told you, Black Rebel so hot. She can't even be cool with these niggas. No, seriously, who with these niggas? Finna cook a good brew with these niggas. It's a tragedy they never learn. And I went to school with these niggas. Damn.
I told them envision me. I could be great. Our future would have been killed them all. Had I known they would hate. Cause it good, it don't mean that it's golden. My mama said that. All they doing is stating their opinions, but these are the facts. Yeah,
these are the facts. These are the facts. I do not rap. The fuck is that? Philosophically speak on tracks, nickel. These are the facts, nickel. These are the facts, nickel. I do not rap. The fuck is that, nickel? Philosophically speak on tracks, nickel.
Yo.
Now we can ride out,
yeah,
if you want to do it,
yeah.
Just tell them that you're mine for the night, and I'm yours for the night, and we'll be alright, if I take you down,
take you down.
Yo, I can't imagine, no. Feeling that booty, I mean that booty, whoa, whoa. Make me feel some type of way, I'm saying though.
Damn, it should be interesting. Has our Snapchat. If you don't have it, that is DPSBI. Damn.
Alice. Alice, right now, baby.
It's always interesting.
The summer coming up, baby. We're going to have some crazy shit going on, man. It's going to be great, y'all. So make sure you add it. We're going to turn that damn PSBI, man. It's going to be some good shit. Snapchat is popping. And feel me.
And we got Sunshine on the line, too. Sunshine got her own Snapchat. And that last song that y'all heard from Sunshine was called Lost. But I know y'all not lost no more. Y'all about to be found because we about to have this live interview with the Florida Sunshine. Florida, what's up? You in the building? What's really?
Hey, man. I'm chilling, doing what it does. How y'all feeling?
Man, we feeling lovely, man. We loving the music. You're beasting in the studio right now, huh?
Trying to do what I can. I got to work. You know what I'm saying? Got to eat.
You are, man. You are really beasting, man. I'm really liking the sounds that's coming out. You know what I'm saying? Like, are you producing everything or talk to
it? Yes. Oh yeah, all day, every day. You name it, I do it. You know what I'm saying? You call me the one man band. You feel me? Like, almost like I'm missing the bike. You dig? I got the whole shebang. I'm doing everything by myself. You know, and 21st, this project getting ready to come up. 21st mixtape. I've been doing it since 9 by myself. You feel me? So it's good to really, you know what I'm saying, see that y'all feeling the music and liking the direction and everything. And I'm a smoker, so I make that smoke music. You feel me?
Right. You know, Cali Bud, man. But this whole DTSBI staff, we all float, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
This room is floating right now. You know what I'm saying? We got that Cali Bud giving Cali love, man. But we want to know, man, how long you been doing music? Who your inspirations? Like, talk to us about you. Let the Bay know who Sunshine is, what Sunshine is about.
Definitely. Man, like I said, you know, I've been doing this since 9 years old. I'm talking about singing, rapping, dancing, you name it. You feel me? Like, so it's a long journey. It's been a long journey coming to, you know, this far, I guess, to make it to my 21st. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much, like I say, you know, born and raised Kingston, Jamaica. I reside in Florida. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And just, you know what I'm saying? Just pretty much. I like to focus on the fact that, you know, a lot of people are like, man, you rap, you sing, you know, you do all this, you feel me? Like, and the main thing to me is just, I want to get out there and let people know, like, I sing, I rap, I do all this from the soul. So whatever you feel in the music is exactly what I'm putting into it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you can definitely feel it. I mean, that R&B and soul, you definitely got that down with the singing and the hip-hop. And
right.
Just putting that all together, man, I'm telling you, you got the gumbo, man. You know what I'm saying? Cali Bud gonna
holler. The whole stew. I hear that. The whole stew. Gumbo stew.
Man.
Got you.
So, I just, this is Cali Bud, man. I just
want
to, you know,
say what's
up. Because
I
keep the bank, I definitely got a fan over there. You know what I'm saying? We love the
beer around the bay. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, right now, I want to shout out to the Bay, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole... I want to give a little quick shout out. You feel me? I got to do that.
Yeah.
And Wagwan to all my Kingston Jamaicans. You feel me? We know we out here. We doing what we can. Make it.
That's real, man. That's real.
We're playing no games.
You
hear?
Say
everything I do it for myself because I love this music, you know what I mean? I have the talent that I got, the gifts I got, you know what I'm saying? Let alone, it allows me to wake up in the morning, and I mean, anyone who's been around me for 2 seconds can see I can come up with a melody that quick and come up with a, you know, beat so quick. It's just like everything I write is from the heart, so I want everybody to get a chance to enjoy this journey that I've been going through, you know what I mean, and listen to every single mixtape and say, man, she's matured in this way, she's matured that way. So I have a lot of music in my heart and my soul, so I got to get that out. That's just me personally.
So what's this new project? What you trying to get out on this new project? What do you want the fans and the new fans to now we're going to be bumping all your
Word. Like I said, you know, before it's a different journey now. I feel I reached that point. You know what I mean? In my life, like I said, I'm a grown ass man with a woe in the front. You feel me? Like
right.
I guess the biz done. So I just want to make sure that everybody understand, you know, and see the journey that people who've been following me. You know what I mean? Back to Mars 1, Back to Mars 2. Black Party, 90s Baby 1, 90s Baby 2, you know what I mean, 2020, everyone who's been following me, you know what I'm saying, I want them to see that I've come a long way, and this is where I'm at in the point of my life, to present this feel-good soul. I'm talking about that lower tree type music, that shit to get you in the mood, you know what I mean?
That's the vibe that we get.
Word, appreciate that. Yeah, that's what, you know, inspirations, man. My inspirations have been Lauryn Hill from day one, and a lot of people say, wow, Lauryn Hill, everybody inspiration. Yeah, but, you know, a lot of people don't, you know, idolize Missy Elliott, and Missy Elliott is, man, when I say she ran my mind when I was younger. Like, I had the biggest crush on Missy.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. She had everybody dancing and moving.
Word. You know what I mean? Like, just I try to take where I come from, you know, Kingston, Jamaica. Anybody who's been into Rocky Point, Jamaica, you know what I mean, Clareton, anybody knows that feel, that vibe growing up in the slums there, that makes you feel like you got to write about everything, anything that comes to your mind. So that feel-good music comes from a place where I come from. So, you know what I mean, definitely inspiration is where I come from, musically, Missy Elliott, Lauryn Hill, you know what I mean, male artist, Anthony Hamilton, you know what I mean? That's why I definitely try to channel myself and channel them and some of me and sometimes, you know? Contact with everybody, so don't, you know, hit me up and think that I'm a stranger. My Facebook is www.facebook.com. That's Suntada, that's Suntada, Shine, that's with two eyes, Suntada Shine. That's my Facebook. My Snapchat, you guys want to follow me on there, I'm on there every single day, all day. That's King the Dream, KeenTha Dream. Okay, and my Instagram, you guys definitely want to be on there too. Get all the latest music on my SoundCloud. SoundCloud is Iggy, Iggy Williams is a link you guys can find my music at, and that's what 21st Century will be at first.
Okay.
So if you guys want to get in contact with me, keep in contact, learn new music or anything, hit me on there any day, all day. I don't bite.
Well, we definitely will. So I wanted to ask, where did the Iggy come from, the Iggy Williams?
Oh, my gosh. Now, see, that was, like, back in the day. It's crazy. It's, like, a little embarrassing story. Back in the day, now, everybody used to call me Iggy, you know what I mean? That was my little name, you know. I used to run with people. I used to DJ at a club called Solos, which is crazy.
Right?
Solos. You feel me? Like, I used to DJ at a club called Solos, and DJ Iggy was my name, you know what I mean? It just kind of stuck.
Oh, okay.
Like, my name's John.
Okay. Well, they loving it, man. Thank you so much for calling in, man. You know, we appreciate it having you on, man. You know, you turned it up. You do it live. You feel what I'm saying? Your Snapchat, you having me going. You know what I'm saying? You keep it entertaining, man. You keep your music. You know what I'm saying? And you just an all-around cool individual, man. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like everybody out here, once they get a dose of you, man, they ain't going to be able to get enough. So I'm so glad that you blessed the Bay with your music, with your talent. Man, we definitely, definitely appreciate it. And we will have you on again for sure.
Definitely. I want to thank you guys, too, as well, for blessing Florida, you feel me, and putting us on the map because we're trying to get it out here.
Definitely, man. Like I said, you know, your music, you know, you're amazing. And all the work that you put in over the years is amazing, man. You know what I'm saying? And you deserve to be commended. So we just want to let you know out here in Cali that the Damn family got your back, whatever you come out with. I mean, if you coming out with any videos, I don't know if you're doing anything visual yet, but, you know, if you are coming out with any videos, we would love to know, because we're going to do some live broadcasts where we are going to be live, so we can have your videos on and people can watch them. So that would be awesome.
You know, got to come out there and link up with you guys, man, and get some stuff done. It's going to be a party pack, you know what I'm saying? That's why I like to call it a party pack.
We love it, man. We're going to get it in there.
We're going to get these songs popping.
So thank you again, Sunshine, man. We appreciate having you on. And, yeah, we just added you on Snapchat.
Hey. All right,
yeah. Yeah, so we're gonna go into some more of your music, and thanks again, man, and we'll talk to you soon. Sunshine!
Y'all soon, I'll be blessed.
All right, for sure.
Odeon Productions.
Can I get a full course, dessert, and some champagne? Girl, you need to fuck with my campaign. Can I get a full course, dessert, and some champagne? Girl, you need to fuck with my campaign. She sugar-coated, but her insides bitter. Got a lot of baggage holding on to the last nigga's actions. Took a heart off her sleeve like fuck fashion. Fuck love, fuck pain, fuck acting like it's alright. So to get a nigga back, she fucks with me out of spite. Straight girl gone tight, taking a walk on the wild side. I guess she ready to test the waters with a Pisces. Yep, that's my sign, and she digging my aura. Or maybe she just tired of these niggas. If I wasn't busy trying to hit it, I'd tell her to quit it. Acting all childish, cause fucking with a bitch is way more work than she thinks it is. If she thought she'd been hurt before, she better pay attention, never lose her core. But I'm sure she'll find a way. I pour a couple shots just to ease her pain. Look her in the eyes, make her feel like I'm saying. Tell her I ain't like these other guys and forget how to say I'm just playing. Cause to tell you the truth, between this liquor and this sweet booty music playing, I ain't aiming for tomorrow, I'm living for tonight. So I tell her fuck the bullshit, either we fucking or I gotta leave. My blood rushing and she's looking too good just to stay for a bite. Can I get a full course, dessert, and some champagne? Girl, you need to fuck with my campaign. Can I get a full course, dessert, and some champagne? Girl, you need to fuck with my campaign.
Okay, so I'm about to go ahead and switch it up right now. Some people cry and stay silent. Some people get hurt and turn to violence. I don't hurt, I don't feel, I just lay low until time spent figuring out how to deal, how to vent, how to heal, how to get back to the original. Some people say if they true, why let them go? What if letting go is all that I know, all I can control? There's a hole in the soul of mine, and all my life I've been trying to fill it. Some say I need God and the Holy Spirit. Last time I went to church, they tried to give me the Holy Ghost, I just couldn't feel it. Protected from the bullshit, hypocrites in the pulpit. People acting nice and polite is a gimmick. Hoarding more and more shit, so you ain't gotta deal with the present. And I can feel the energy, they think it's me when it's really them. I was born with a 6 and 7 cents. I could tell them all I want, but they'll never get it. So I stick to myself, absorbing all these energies isn't good for my health. Gotta raise my vibrations, I'm getting impatient. My future is more than my immediate situation. Can't prove it till it's proven. I was chosen, they stay choosing. I don't do this for amusement or attention or affection. I even claim that I'm perfection. Can't help that I was selected, not quite sure yet what for yet. I guess due time will show me the way, but for now I'ma let that L play.
Yeah. Sean. It's life. Definitely what you make it.
Omido Beats.
Well, me, I do it for me, you know. I ain't gonna lie.
Blazing on the track, boy.
I do it for the hoes too, you know. Yeah.
I cannot see myself doing anything else but the passion for music. I do it to is nothing left.
Omido Beats.
Yeah. Winning. Winning.
I cannot see myself doing anything else but the passion for music. I do it to is nothing left. Boy.
On
money, yo,
money, money. Girl, hop in this ride right now. I can take to the beach, give you all you need. Yeah, I'll be grateful. Show me how. The way that you move, it makes me wanna groove. It makes me wanna groove. Yeah, I cannot see myself doing anything else
but passion music.
I do it to nothing left.
Placing on the track, boy.
Winning, winning, winning. I cannot see myself doing anything else but passion music. I do it to nothing left.
Boy.
Sunshine is turning it up tonight, man. We just want to thank Florida again, man. Sean, you know what I'm saying? We thank all our highlighted artists, man. Last month we had Belvy Tuck, man. We like to always shout out Belvy and say, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Y'all get them to vote out there in Maryland. Get them to vote in Florida. We're going to try to get them to vote in California, man, and get to these polls and make a difference. But we needed to talk about these Oscars before we get up out of here. Was there... or was there not major cooning going on in the Oscars? That's the question that we have. It was major cooning going on. And we gave this man, Chris Rock, he took a platform and he sounded like somebody that was standing on the auction block auctioning off himself. That's what he sounded like. That's how bad he sounded. You know what I'm saying? He was sitting there. It's like if you go and you feed sharks. It was like that's what he was doing. He was in a shark tank giving out blood and body parts and just giving it out. Like that's what it looked like. He looks completely demeaned. You know what I'm saying? He looked like some old Mr. Bojangles ass, you know, situation. It was just, it was terrible, man. And we need to not take this kind of stuff lightly. We need to not take it as a joke. We need to see what's really going on and understand that this is not a game. The Oscars is something that is international, internationally known, internationally recognized. And when you get an Oscar, it changes your career drastically. It changes the amount of money you make. It's in Hollywood, how they got these lists. It puts you on the A list or B list or whatever you call it. It's a status symbol. And we want to have a brother in 2016 sit up and make fun of black people who are protesting for a very important purpose.
Exactly.
hasn't heard about the Oscars or seen it last night, we'll definitely post some stuff up on our Facebook. But the fact is, all through the show, he was just, the fact that he brought out Stacey Dash and just, you know, just really just disrespecting our culture after we didn't already told her ass to step the fuck down. And we are not part of that. You know what I'm saying? But it was just, you know, and the sad thing about it is that a lot of black people that went there for a purpose. They stood there and they was going to stand behind Chris Rock and whatever he said, you know, not whatever he said, but they was waiting to see something powerful and stand behind it, like a movement. And they were waiting for that. And for him to be able to take it left like that and be able to tap dance for these white folks, bruh, that's the whole reason why Dave Chappelle went to Africa. You know what I'm saying? Like, to be some real shit. And then on top of that, I'm not even gonna go all into it. I don't know how everybody else feel. Y'all let us know. Y'all let us know on Facebook or y'all call in 347-324-3853. But I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that we should have been represented in that light. I think we had, like folks said, we had a great platform. It's internationally seen all over the world, and we had a chance to make a point to stand and be a part. And be, you know what I'm saying, break down the doors, you know what I'm saying, instead of asking people to let us in, you know what I'm saying? And I just think that we should have did something more. We should have came together and maybe communicated and talked about it with Chris Rock. And, you know, the funny thing is that, you know, everybody got to give their script in to these white folks before they say it. So he had to verify that with the Academy before he said it. So they already knew what was up. You know what I mean? So they were all for it. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Take the pain away from us and put it on black people. They probably wrote, of course he had help writing the joke. You know what I'm saying?
It just was like something naturally comedic. It was more like, you can tell that it was something written, and you can tell that he was uncomfortable. You know what I mean? And it was like, it literally was like,
talk, like he had a finger up his ass, making
him
let somebody else talk.
And it was just like he was almost automatic and robotic and so disconnected from humanity when he was saying it. You know, it was like, I'm going to say this, and then every time I have a punchline, it's like, but I'm going to get it out. You know what I'm saying? And it's like all at the expense of your people. And while we're talking about this, another unarmed black man has been shot dead in Raleigh. He had his back turned to the police and he was shot in the back. That is the report that I just read. So, you know, we need to really just wake up and understand that there's something going on, and it's going to happen while you were sleeping. You know, so the idea is to wake up. And Dr. J has her quote for the day to take us out.
What's up, y'all? Dr. J got three nice quotes for you today. They all based on what we've been talking about, black history and the whole Hassan, and making sure that we stay on top of ours and strong. The first one, never be ashamed of the scars that life has left you with. A scar means the hurt is over, the wound has closed. You endured the pain and you are healed. Second, limitations can only be true as long as we believe in them. Believe in yourself instead. Amazing things will happen. And lastly, strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. Dr. J's quotes of the day.
There you go. And to be black is to be beautiful, to be bold, to be bodacious, is to be someone who endures perseverance. It takes a lot to be us and hold your head up and understand your culture, understand your history background. And this is what I would say to people. If you understand your history and you know about lynching and all the different stuff that happened in the past, if you kill your brother, then you might as well just put a white sheet over your head, because it's the same thing. You know what I'm saying? And people don't really realize that today, but it's the same
thing. And we need to build together, we need to grow together, and we need to stop this division. Because the only thing that comes with divide is conquer. So we have to be strong and understand that divided, we are weaker. And, you know, numbers really matter. And the more we die out, the more we stop having children, the easier it is I don't want to say a race where anything is going to happen, but anything can happen. If slavery happened once, it can happen again.
The Indian race. I don't think y'all understand. But, you know, it's okay because now we have so many distractions. We have so many distractions in the world nowadays. We are so far away, and then our culture is being torn apart by money. And it sucks because of our past and what went on in our past, money seems to be our American dream, to be put in that same bracket as, you know, as their peers, to be a peer. But it's like they're selling their souls to do it. And now they're, you know, they have this huge platform like the Oscars once again, and it's just stuck. Because, you know, I like the Oscars. I like entertainment. I like, you know, seeing people thrive. I like seeing, when I saw, I don't know about y'all, I saw when Denzel got his Oscar. You know, so it was, and it was a great speech because, you know, he was shooting to be better. Sidney Poitier was his inspiration. You know what I'm saying? And he had, and he made me feel like I wanted to be an actor. And I didn't even know how to act. And that's how it should make you feel, because as a role model and a public figure, that's how you want to be. And it seems like our race has been just tore down by this industry, and it sucks. And, you know, it's going to take something big to change. And unfortunately, I don't want it to be something that's going to affect our whole community, like being erased. You know what I'm saying? So let's wake up, people. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot. Our culture is, you know why they're wiping us out? Because we are the dominant culture. We are talented. We are beautiful. You know what I'm saying? We're innovators. We have a lot to offer, and it's intimidating. So we need to start breaking down these doors instead of standing in front of them, tap dancing, asking these white folks to let us in. Cali Bud is high as hell. What are y'all doing, man? What are y'all doing? We getting high over here. We getting high over here chilling on many levels. We elevating our minds, and we elevating our minds. And to elevate our minds, we need this weed, y'all. We need this weed, y'all. Nah, man. But on the real tip, y'all, wake up, man. We over here smoking and chilling. I'm smoking on this future. But we really need to wake up and understand what's really going on. We need to respect ourselves. And we need to learn, we need to be knowledgeable about our culture, African-American culture. Happy Black History Month to everybody. I thank Sunshine one more time for, you know what I'm saying, for coming through, showing love. You know what I'm saying? She got a lot of music to offer, and we're going to definitely keep supporting her. We're going to put all her social media up on our page. That's Facebook. You can go to DTSBI2, that's T-O-O. We got a lot of fun shit going on. We got Imeen over there going crazy with the social media, filling it up right now from everything from our past shows, and we're going on right now. So you need to hit us up, or you can hit us up on our social media, man. We on Snapchat, y'all. We on Snapchat, y'all. That's Damn TSBI on Snapchat, and y'all know we on Twitter, Damn TSBI. We on Instagram, everything Damn TSBI, man. Make sure y'all hit us up. Support Bay Area love. We thank y'all, man. Solo, man. Tell us, man. Take a sip.
Yeah, Cali Bud got it in, man. You know what I'm saying? I just want to once again thank our listeners, man. We appreciate you guys for tuning in, for listening to us, man. I know that we come off the dome with what's going on, but this show is live, man, and we say what's on our mind, and we hope you don't mind what we say. But this is how we do it here at DTSBI, man. We give it to you raw. Straight up, you know what I'm saying? If it's going on and it's going wrong, if it's going on and it's going wrong, then we got something to say about it. And that's just what it is, man. Thanks again to our highlighted artist of the month, Sunshine. Again, please, man, if you have not yet, go to SoundCloud. Type up Iggy Williams, I-G-G-Y, Williams. And she's on SoundCloud, man, and you will not regret what you're listening to.
once again, from all of our damn TSBI family, have a good night, have a safe month, and we'll see you next month, same time.
Easter, resurrection month.
Same place. And we're going to take you out with some sunshine. Be peace.
This should be interesting.
Yeah. Sean. It's life. Definitely what you make it.
Omido Beats.
For me, I do it for me, you know. I ain't gonna lie.
On the track, boy.
I do it for the hoes too, you know. Yeah.
I cannot see myself doing anything else but the passion for music. I do it to nothing left.
Omido Beats.
Yeah. Winning. Yeah. Winning.
I cannot see myself doing anything else but the passion for music. I do it to nothing left.
Money,
yo. Money, yo. Money. Girl, hop in this ride right now. I can take to the beach, give you all you need. Yeah. I'll be grateful. Show me how. The way that you move, it makes me wanna groove. It makes me wanna groove. Yeah. I cannot see myself doing anything else but passionate music. I do it with nothing left.
Placing on the track, boy.
Winning, winning, winning. I cannot see myself doing anything else but passion music. I do it with nothing left.
Winning.
You got the action, that passion, that action, that passion. I like it the most. You riding, you sliding, you riding my nigga, let's go. If you wanna be here, let me know. And if you like to be here, put it on repeat all night for me, free. Oh, I cannot see myself doing anything else but passionate music. I do it to it's nothing left.
Money,
money, money, winning. I cannot see myself doing anything else but the passion music. I do it to it's nothing left.
Money,
winning.
On the track, boy.